Once again, everybody, it's Mike Elkins with Elite Realty Group here to bring you your weekly market update of everything that's happening with the real estate market right here in the Lakeway area. I appreciate you taking the time to get this information. Again, trying to keep you up to date with this ever-changing real estate market here in the Lakeway area. Again, a lot of things happening, continue to happen, and we anticipate more changes to go as the year progresses. So again, you can stay up to date with all of that information by tuning in weekly to our regular market update. So let's get to what's been going on in the real estate market here in the Lakeway area in the last week. So over the last week, we've had 76 new listings that have hit the market, 76 more opportunities. If you're out there looking for land or homes in this area for you to maybe, just maybe find that home or that piece of property that you've been looking for. So again, 76 new listings. Those have been from a $9,900 lot over in Mooresburg, Tennessee, up to a $1.6 million listing for 160 acres over in Newport, Tennessee. So we've been all in between that area. Now, those of you that have been watching and listening regularly to this update, you know we've been keeping you up to date on certain price points. One of those price points being from $100,000 to $200,000, those new listings. This past week, actually from 139 up to 200,000, we had three new homes that hit the market in that price range. All of those were single wide homes. Again, three of those hit the market this past week. In the most popular price range in our area, from 200 to 300,000, we actually had 15 homes that hit the market in that price range. Some of those have already received offers. They've went pending, but there's still quite a few of those newer ones that are still available. So again, if you're out there looking for a home in any of those price ranges, or for a matter of fact, any price range in the Lakeway area, make sure you hit us up here at Elite Realty Group. One of our agents will be glad to get you a list of all those homes, or better yet, take you out and let you personally see those for yourself. A couple other updates that we want to give you of things going on in the market just in the last week. We had 40 homes that actually closed out, got new owners on those. 36 new pendings or pending continue to show, meaning there's probably some kind of contingency on that listing that actually now has an accepted offer on it. One of the things I want to give to you this week that we've kind of not did yet this year for you to keep up with what's going on in the real estate market is kind of look at the whole market as a whole. What's happening with inventory? If you're that person that's out there and you're like, hey, I'm having a really hard time finding a home, it's literally because of inventory. We're just so short on inventory in this area. As a matter of fact, if we compare year to year, the absorption rate of homes, which literally means if no new homes come on the market and we sold every home that was currently listed for sale, how long would it be until we sold out? We're currently sitting at 2.8 months of inventory. That's down from 3.1 months of inventory over the last year. So we've actually got less to sell right now than we did last year, which is, again, contributing to the shortage of homes. The homes that do come on the market, you got to be able to get to them quickly. Two more things that I want to bring to your attention just year over year of maybe some pricing issues. Our average sales price in the Lakeway area is actually up 14%, higher than it was at this time last year. Last year, we were at 284. Right now, we're currently sitting at 325. Again, for the same time period compared to last year. And the last little thing I want to show you is average days on the market. Last year, this time, again, year to year, same time frame, homes were staying on the market on average of 76 days. This year, 59 days. Moral of the story is homes are going quick, inventory is short, prices are up. So again, if you're looking for a home, time is of the essence. Working with a realtor will really put you ahead of the game and helping you stay up to date on the new that's coming onto the market. If you're selling a home, working with a realtor will be a very good thing for you also, because we're going to help you with that pricing. Pricing is changing rapidly, as you just heard right here. It's changing rapidly in the market. You don't want to make sure you underprice. You don't want to make sure you overprice. There's two things going to sell your home in this market. It's price. You got to get that right. And the marketing of the home to let people know that your home is for sale. If we can do anything to help you buying, selling, investing in the real estate market here, maybe it's just a conversation, maybe it's just information. If we can do anything to help you, any of us at Elite Realty Group would be glad to do that for you. I hope this information has been good for you. Until next week's market update, you guys have a great week. Be safe, be blessed, and I will see you next week.